EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.
Hello, and welcome to this video lecture. The lecture is a part of Unit 2, Easy to Understand Language, Element 3, Processes. My name is Tatiana Knapp, and together we will take a closer look at the process of validating. Validation is a process of assessing whether the content is, in fact, easy to understand. The process should actively include the end users of Easy to Understand information and is often considered to be a crucial part in the process of publishing Easy to Understand information. To detail this further, the principles of Easy to Understand information combine principles of easy language or easy to read, which usually demands involvement of the end users, and principles of plain language, which has somewhat looser rules. Validated information in easy language or easy to read is often marked with a special logo that indicates the proof of validation, like the European logo for easy to read information by Inclusion Europe in blue color, showing a person holding a book and giving a thumbs up, or a national logo for easy to read information, such as the logo for Easy Slovene by Zao Trisa, a purple round sign with a winking book. Validating, however, differentiates between validating comprehensibility and validating comprehension. Validating comprehensibility is assessing if the guidelines for producing easy-to-understand information were followed. That is something that easy-to-understand experts can do by themselves during or after creating the content. We covered the guidelines in Element 4 of Unit 2. In the picture, we provide an example of a cover of written guidelines by Inclusion Europe titled Information for All. Validating comprehensibility is, however, not enough for applying the logos used as examples earlier. The process namely also requires validating comprehension. The key actors in this are validators, people with different barriers to obtaining information. They validate the information. Facilitators are there to support them and are coordinators of the validating process. The roles of validators and facilitators are not yet officially recognized as professions, which is clear from the European Union Profession Database in 2020. As seen in this photo of a validator and a facilitator discussing printed information, both key actors work together very closely. The status of both professions might be due to a change as the European project Train to Validate, which started in 2020 and is to finish in 2023, aims at creating new specific professional profiles in the process of production of easy to understand materials, those of validators and facilitators. For more information, visit the website www.plenainclusionmadrid.org/train-to-validate. Regardless of current official status of the aforementioned expert roles, easy-to-understand content should be validated. Furthermore, it is recommended for the end users to be included during the whole process of publishing easy-to-understand content, which consists of selecting the content, producing the content, and promoting the content, as seen in the picture. Strictly speaking, however, is the validation process a part of the production phase? At this point, Europe has unharmonized methodologies for approaching the validation process, at least when it comes to comprehension. The before-mentioned project, Train to Validate, addresses this, but for now, it is important to know that the basis for the process in most countries is inclusive methodology. At the core of the process lays comprehension, for example, language comprehension and picture comprehension. We mentioned language comprehension, which involves analysis at different levels, such as word, sentence, or message analysis, and the integration of message meaning with the prior discourse and world knowledge, as described by Singer in 2013. Similar can be applied to picture comprehension. Generally, the process of validating comprehension can be applied in two ways. The first type is producing or adapting the content together with the end users, which is no longer just validating, but co-authoring. The other type seems to be much more common and is based in validating pre-made drafts. As we already pointed out the key actors in the process, we can divide the activities in two main groups, facilitation and comprehension assessment. For the purpose of this lecture, we chose to bypass the co-authoring, which can be seen in the photo of an author writing the content on the computer together with end users, and speak about a more common type of validation and its main activities. The first group of activities define the role of a facilitator. The facilitator creates a group of validators, organizes and coordinates the validation sessions, and communicates the content between authors of the content, editors, and validators. The role of the validators, who are supported by a facilitator, is to assess comprehension of the content. Together, they analyze the information and give feedback. Communication is essential for the process. Some rules or guidelines for communicating with the validators should be followed. However, we covered this in Unit 4, Element 2, under Interpersonal Skills, so make sure to check it out. To see some examples and get information on the subject, also check out some other videos. Sample from Unit 2, Element 4, Sample Validation from Unit 3, Element 1, Video Validators, a True Profession from Unit 4, Element 1, and also from Unit 4, but Element 2, Videos, Validation Meeting, Interpersonal Skills, and as previously mentioned, Communicating with Validators and End Users. This concludes our video lecture. If you have any questions or comments regarding the content, feel free to contact me through email. The email address is tatiana@risa.si.
The project EASIT has received funding from the European Commission under the Erasmus Plus Strategic Partnerships for Higher Education Programme, Grant Agreement 2018-1-ES01-KA203-05275. The European Commission's support for the production of this publication does not constitute an endorsement of the contents, which reflect the views only of the authors, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike 4.0 International License. Partners of the EASIT project: Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, Università degli Studi di Trieste, Universidade de Vigo, Stiftung Universität Hildesheim, SDI München, Dyslexie Verbundet, Radio Televisia Slovenia, Zavod RISA.
EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.